Nolte, insiders say Kamala Harris will try again in 2028. By John Nolte on November 25, 2024. With the early primary polls on her side, Democrat Party insiders say Kamala Harris is thinking seriously about trying again for the presidency in 2028. Of course, she's going to try and run again, someone the Daily Mail describes as a well-connected Democratic strategist, told the outlet. The strategist added that Kamala's ambition is only one thing driving this decision. Despite some hesitation, Harris has generated a lot of sympathetic reactions from professional Democrats in Washington, reports the Daily Mail. They describe her campaign as near flawless but say she struggled to separate herself from President Joe Biden's record. One strategist compared her to the backup quarterback called in to win the football game after they were already down in the fourth quarter. I think she did the best she could, the strategist said. Related, Cornell West, shame on Kamala Harris. As I wrote last week, there are pluses and minuses on her side. On the plus side, the Democrat Party bench is pretty weak and Harris did win more reported votes than any presidential candidate in history. Except for Joe Biden in 2020 and Donald Trump in 2024. There is also the fact that we live in a 50-50 country and anyone who wins the nomination has a 50-50 chance of winning the presidency. Kamala already came pretty close. On the minus side are her anemic political skills. When it comes to anything off script, Kamala never improved, not even a little bit. Repetition did nothing to elevate her ability to answer questions or deal with an unscripted situation. It was like watching someone throw a football at a cat. No matter how many times you throw a football at a cat, the cat will never get better at catching that football. I've never seen a human being incapable of getting better at something through repetition. Some Democrats seem to understand this. One Democratic communicator said that her rapid rise from a district attorney to the Senate and Vice President of the United States was partially to blame for her struggles as a candidate. This is someone who had a meteoric rise. Her Achilles heel has been not having her own political identity. It created this blanket of caution that really effed her up, he said. For Harris to win again, she would need to finally define herself outside of her own ambition and put to rest questions about what she really believed in. Another sticking point would be the primary process. No one is going to hand her the nomination in 2028 like they did this summer. Sure, she earned 41% Democrat primary support according to the poll linked above. And she's 33 points ahead of second-place Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, who earned just 8% support, but she flamed out in her 2020 presidential run before even a single voter voted. I just don't see her making it through the 2028 primary. She might very well walk in as the favorite, but the moment she's challenged, she'll fall apart again and primary voters will be reminded of what a lousy candidate she is and not want to take the risk. Can she improve between now and 2028? She's 60 years old and hasn't yet, so I doubt it. It would be fun to watch, though. At the very least, she should adopt an English accent. That way she can spew all the same word salad while sounding somewhat intelligent. Free, free, free for the holidays, an autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, between now and December 20th. After you've made the purchase, email your request to jmnolte@hotmail.com with an address and any personalization requests. For example, something like, to Rachel Levine, the sexiest man alive. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.